Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. When you think Amazon, shop through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Intern, the intern, the formal intern of the interns.
Oh, no. That's about right.
Yeah.
I was, it seemed like it was like a weird start. There's like so much going on. Why are we rushing all at the last minute?
You weren't rushing nothing. I don't know what you're talking about.
I think we're rushing. Are we rushing?
No. Maybe sure? DT.
Hey, intern, the intern. Hey, intern.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. I'm not rushing. Okay. I am black and Mexican.
I am black and Mexican. I am an American.
Okay, comrade.
I'm
part Asian.
An American.
I will break you, comrade.
I am an American.
I am communist.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about Russians.
That's not appropriate.
Your face is not appropriate.
What is that with you today?
I do it to my kids all the time. It's like, I was hanging out with my kids today.
Uh-huh.
So whenever they say something negative to me or like just dumb, I always say it back to them about their face.
Your face.
Yeah. So like if they're like, "Oh, coach, your games are dumb." I'm like, "Your face is dumb." Or like, "Hey, coach, it's hot. Your face is hot." Like, "Oh, coach, that ball is flat. Your face is flat." Like, that's how I do it. I'm like, because then they're like, "What?"
Well, what if they looked at you and said, "Well, your face is your face."
And I'm like, "Well, your face is your face." And then like my favorite thing is when they always say something about my hair or like, "Oh, what's wrong with your glasses? What's wrong with your glasses?" And then I don't wear glasses.
Your face.
I don't wear glasses. I don't care. Like, that's how I do it. Just because I want them to realize how ridiculous they sound when they're complaining.
Oh, okay, I see.
I figured it
so
out.
So if I do something, I hear it. You figured it out. I feel like if I do something ridiculous,
mute that, Flippy.
They will realize, oh, I sound pretty ridiculous when I'm complaining. Because Coach Daniel's complaining about my face and it sounds ridiculous. He's ridiculous.
You don't complain, though.
I don't complain. I'm just like insulting them without actually insulting them. So, but they see how ridiculous it sounds. And I'm like, okay, that's how you guys sound when you complain about like little things that don't really matter.
Oh, I like that. I'm going to have to start using that, Philippius.
Sorry, I figured out that noise.
What was the noise?
It's my computer.
I'm not surprised.
Your face is that noise.
Your face is that noise. Your face is that computer face noise.
Yeah, check it out. Look it. Listen.
Okay.
You hear it? You hear it?
We fixed one issue.
There we go.
And we get another one.
The good thing is I don't have to have that track up throughout the whole show. So.
Yeah, but there is a guarantee. There is a mortal lock.
I'm gonna call
for something. You're gonna hit that computer because that's our break music computer, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna call for something, and the level's gonna be down, and I'm gonna have another epic meltdown.
You never call for nothing from my computer. Mine's is all breaks. That's it.
How do you start the show?
Through
bum,
this.
Bum 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 bum.
My headphones fell off again. You know, my headphones lately have been feeling like a old church lady's wig when she get the Holy Ghost. She flicks her head back too far and her weave flies off.
Oh yeah.
I feel like
she's
that
in the front row, her wig's in the back row.
Speaking of wigs, let's call Lessender K.
Oh, that's messed up.
All right, let's bring that up. See?
It is up. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay, there we go.
So shut your mouth.
We almost got him.
We almost got him. I don't know if she will answer. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Corey Blaze of Fat Guy Radio Show. I am calling for the P1 listener known as Lady K.
This is she.
Lady K, welcome to the show.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Lady K,
how
are you
doing?
We are doing great.
I'm watching.
Are you watching live?
I'm watching live.
Well, your name should pop up on the screen there if DT goes to the right special phone or slide.
There's a delay.
Yeah, there definitely
is
a delay.
You are just now calling me on my computer, but...
Yes, there is a little bit of delay.
Where's the right one?
So that
the next one right there.
I got you.
Guess what?
I'm
sure my laptop is going to mess me up.
It's going to mess you up. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we mentioned it last week on the show that Lady K, with the fall off of listener Gail, and I attended her funeral this past week.
Oh.
The fall off.
No,
of,
she wasn't ready.
With the fall off of listener Gail, Lady K has stepped up into the P1 spot, and we said on the show that we were going to call her and have her on the show. So I'm going through the prep of the show, everything, and I'm looking at the notes, and I looked at the Twitter, and I noticed that, number one, we didn't follow Lady K until yesterday, Philippius.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
And
that's not my fault.
And what did I say back?
And she was like, it's about damn time. And then I noticed that we didn't even communicate to her that we were going to have her on the show. So she didn't learn that we were going to be calling her till about 45 minutes before the show. Is that not true?
That's when you sent the first message, but I didn't even see it until like, 5 minutes before the show.
Yeah, I was because she didn't respond back to me. So I said, I'd send her a direct tweet message, but let me tell you guys, we talk about Lady K all the time on the show. Huge supporter. And Lady K, share with everybody, because this is the first time for us. We've never had an actual listener on the show. Everyone that we've had on the show has really like kind of just been a supporter or a personal friend of mine or personal friend of Dite or Philippius. Well, not Philippius. He doesn't have many personal friends.
No, except for those avocados.
Seriously?
Yeah, he doesn't have. Wait till you hear the rest of the show today.
No, that's not what I meant. I meant, seriously, I'm like the first listener you've had on the show?
Yes, you are. We've never called a listener.
I'm so honored. You guys rock. Oh,
man, voice.
You rock. I know. I love her accent. I'm going to ask her. DT, keep it in your pants. I'm going to ask her a question.
Sorry.
Jesus, put your pants on. Okay, actually, take them off. I'm going to ask her a question first.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to have to look at Ustream for that. Hold on.
All right, so Lady Kate, share with everyone how you came to love the show or how you came to know about the show.
I can't remember which Gavin girl it was. I want to say it was Christine, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
No, Catherine. I think it might have been Catherine. Anyway, one of them tweeted out that, hey, Gavin, you need to check out these guys. They are really loving on you. And this has been, what, a year and a half ago or something?
Yeah, almost.
So I went and checked it out. And sure enough, you were just like all about Gavin and playing his music. And I thought, oh, my God, he's so cool. And so listening to the show and the rest of it, even if it wasn't about Gavin, I got hooked.
Nice.
That is amazing.
I got hooked, and I've been watching and listening ever since.
That is absolutely, that's what we're talking about right there. Oh my God. we love the hell out of you because we don't give many people lots of run on the show, but you are so interactive, and I've told you on Twitter, I mean, if we had 200,000 more of you, we would be doing this show every day.
Every day, we'd be rich.
If you had 200,000 more of me, they would be calling out the National Guard.
and we love your accent. We absolutely love your accent.
Thank you. Well, that's what I get from being from the South.
Oh man.
All right, so I will give you an opportunity now. I'm going to shut up for about 30 seconds until it gets too weird, and let Dite go ahead and speak to you, because I know that is your boy. I know I'm the big guy, and I'll let you speak to him because I know you are in love with Dite. But I will point out before you speak to him that he does not tweet you like I do. Okay, here's Dite.
Well, in my defense, you know, I'm not really on
Twitter.
Hold
on, what the hell is this smooth daddy vibe you just dropped?
What are you talking about? You know this. Yeah. Hey, how's it going, Lady K? Hey, how you doing today? Hold on.
Hey, Dite.
I got you. Hold on. I'm going to talk straight to you.
Hold on. Say that again.
I said I'm going to talk straight to you, girl. How you doing today?
I mean, this is inappropriate. This is not the way this is supposed to go.
I'm actually, Lady K, I love your accent so much. Like, I can just like let you sit next to me and just talk to me all day long.
I've already threatened to get a plane ticket, you guys.
Hey, you come out here, I'm gonna show you a good time.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, we're up on a break. And not because this is going too far, but because I want to watch. What? okay, so we you fell in love with the show through Gavin, and we have been trying to chase Gavin for a while, but you really are a huge supporter, and you make a you,
I am.
I've told you on Twitter, and I'll tell you here in front of tens of people that are listening that I really do appreciate your passion behind this little thing. I mean, we came up with this idea 4.5 years ago, and me and Philippia sitting around drunk saying, hey, let's come up with a talk radio game. And when we meet people like you, it really makes it all worth it. And I want to go on public record to say that we really, truly, honestly do appreciate you as a listener. And I know you're sitting there with your Halo cigs and your feet up on your Amazon box.
yep.
And you're planning your vacation to Vegas while you're streaming the show through Stitcher Radio, you know?
Exactly.
Where's the bill at?
Yeah, that we.
I have an Audible book lined up when we're done with the show.
Oh, audible.com. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So, Lady K, tell us a little bit about you, real quick. We have a few more minutes here. Tell us a little bit about you.
Oh, single mom, 2 kids. Trying to renovate my grandparents' house.
Ooh, that's a
work full time.
Okay.
I think that's part of the reason why I got hooked on the show so much is because you would actually talk about where you came from on that show, starting from scratch.
Yeah, very true.
And I could see the hard work, and I could see the passion in you. And I think that's, like I said, another reason I just felt like you were so real, and you guys have such a good chemistry, and that's the reason I got hooked. But as far as I go, there's not tons and tons to tell. I just live life, have fun, do what I'm supposed to do, and keep going.
Well, that is amazing. That's I like that. Now, what was this dream that you had that freaked you out, and you posted something on Facebook about,
oh, my gosh,
parents need to do something. Tell us about this dream. I had to ask you about this today.
It was really stupid. It had to do with my son, who is 9 years old.
Okay. Oh, you got babies.
Yeah, there was some kind of, it was like we were at somebody's house, and his dad was supposed to have him, so I wasn't thinking, you know, anything was up.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to some kind of function, some little sports thing or something. I didn't know what it was. And someone where I was had said something about, hey, who's this guy on Facebook that's posted a picture with your son? And I was like, I don't know. I'll look at it later. They're probably having a good time. You know, it's probably, you know, some coach or teacher or something. And I didn't think about it. Well, then his dad calls and says, who's this guy on Facebook with Trey? And I'm like, are you not with him? And he said, no, I'm not with him. I said, you were supposed to have him. Well, then, of course, the panic sets in.
Oh, of course.
And my first thing was, I mean, I made myself wake up because I can't stand stuff like that. So I made myself wake up. And the first thing I thought was, if he ever got away, he wouldn't know. He could find a payphone, but in his mind, because he doesn't know, he would think he couldn't use it because he needed money.
Oh, my God.
And I thought, people need to tell kids, use that payphone. You don't need money when you're dialing 911.
That is so true. Now, these two rooms
here. And I don't
know
why that came to me like that. Now, talking about it, it's like, sounds kind of weird and crazy, but.
No, I think it sounds completely.
That's the way it hit me.
I think it sounds completely logical because these two guys don't have kids. I do. And you think that, you know, you tell them about call 911, but. You don't really, as parents, a lot of times we don't stress the fact that you can call 911 from any phone, no matter what it is, even a locked cell phone. You can call 911 out.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, I know that was a horrible dream, and I wake myself up out of horrible dreams as well. But but that's, you speak so true to that. It's something that's really important. And I know DT doesn't have any kids, but I mean, that's something.
Actually, I have way more kids than both of you guys.
Well, you work with them.
Exactly.
That's true. And he has way more kids than he can tell.
That's very true.
You know, to do that.
Yeah, he plays with kids all the time. What? I'm sorry. I saw that up on your Facebook this morning, and I was like, this is, I want to know what that was, but that's true. That would be, my mine are a lot, I have nothing but teenagers now, and all of mine, they know how to dial 911. They don't know how to call me.
But they can dial 911.
But they can dial.
Yeah, mine are 9 and 4.
Yes. All right. Before
my
we,
my little boy's 9 and my little girl's 4.
9 and 4.
Wow.
There's a little princess lady K running around there.
Right. Oh, honey, you need to look back on the Facebook pages. You'll see pictures of her.
I'm gonna have to go Facebook creeping on your Facebook page because you know as, it's very well documented on the show. Hello, rest in peace, listener Gail. It's very well documented on the show that I don't like anybody else's post, but I want everybody to like mine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, I remember hearing about that. And did you notice that I like a lot of your posts?
I know. My Facebook game is on point, right?
It is. I'm loving it.
I thought you were going to be like, it's so far at
best.
You definitely have some, you got some production skills going on.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'll be getting it down with the little Final Cut Pro, and, you know, I'll be running around, you know, and I'm the only person that it takes a 10-person video crew to post up a video on Facebook. I'm that guy. You know,
you got to be perfect.
There's nothing wrong with that.
All right, Lady K, before we let you go, I'm going to prepare you for the most riveting conversation you are ever going to have in your life, okay?
I think I just had it, didn't I?
No. Philippians, take it away.
Okay. Thank you.
How was that, Lady K?
I can't handle it. I have no words. Hey, Philippians.
Hi.
Yeah, I woke him up, unfortunately. All right, well, we're gonna start the real show. And again, honestly, from my heart to yours, and I think I speak for all the guys on the show that we really do appreciate you. Continue to spread the word out there, and if we ever make it to the South, you're gonna be our first stop.
Yes. make it in the wintertime, because you remember I want to take you snowboarding.
Yeah, you want to take me snowboarding, but I think that from snowboarding is going to be right to the hospital.
I don't think it's going to be snowboarding. It's going to be more
I
like snowballing.
DJ just said it to be snowballing.
So rotten.
You know what?
So
and just because Lady K is on the phone, I got to give it to her. DT, you looking fine as hell today, boy. I can't hit the button because we're on the line.
It's all good. But hey, Lady K, thanks for watching, baby.
Perfect.
All right. Well, she's going to slide right out of her seat now. All right, Lady K, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I love you guys. Keep it up.
We love you, too. And enjoy the rest of the show, okay?
Okay.
All righty there.
Bye-bye.
There she goes. And that was Lady K, her voice. I'm going to play that segment back like 3 times.
Right? Like, I'm just going to...
Need that in my iTunes playlist.
On repeat. My favorite song, like, every day.
She is really as sweet as she could ever possibly be.
She is.
Oh, my God. All right, nothing's going to be that good on the show, because when we get back, we're going to talk about dead people on a mountain. All right, Philippians, go ahead and start the show. Yeah!
And now, it's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Oh, this is so fabulous. Ain't nothing like getting together with family and having a good meal. Oh, please, take this bowl.
I am hungry.
Damn, Sherman, it's almost like we don't see your ass no more. Good to see you, sir.
Yeah, Sherman, you think you two Joe College good to spend a little time with your family every now and then?
Well, I've been real busy with my research,
I don't want no potato. You know Matt Tate gave me gas. You know, in my day, Sherman, people used to spend time with their family on Sundays and special occasions, come around and pay their respects.
Sherman, I cooked all this food. Is that all you gonna eat?
Hey, what's wrong with you? You supposed to eat that thing, not scalp it.
Well, Daddy, all the calories in the chicken are found in the skin and in the fat, so I peel it off.
What are you talking about? That's where all the fats and calories is. You know where that come from? Watching that damn TV. Every time you turn it on, they got somebody in there talking about lose weight, get healthy, get in shape. Yeah, everybody looking all anorexic, talking about that's healthy. I know what healthy is. And tell you something else. I don't know why everybody trying to lose weight in the first place. Ain't everybody supposed to be the same size? It's supposed to be all different. Big, small, medium, midget. She's supposed to have all of that.
I don't know what it is. Everybody want to be the same size. Like that Oprah Winfrey. She gonna lose her weight. Wasn't nothing wrong with her. She was fine. Oprah was a fox. She lose all that weight. Her head look all big, skin hanging all off her, and Luther Vandross. Used to be the Black Pavarotti. Lost all that weight looking all ashy. Oprah and Luther need to keep their ass one weight, because I'm confused.
Ain't nothing wrong with Oprah. I seen Oprah on hard copy last week with a picture of health. Got a tall, young, strong gentleman named Stedman, so handsome. He's my favorite out of all of them. Jenny Jones, Marilyn Kagan, Maury Povich, Latterman, Leno, Montel, Ricky Lake.
I like Rado.
Mike Douglas. Oh, Mike Douglas. You know, Mike Douglas used to make me moist when I watched the show. I admit it, I would get moist when I watched the show. Only white man ever did that to me was Mike Douglas.
I would like to volunteer to take this old bird out of her misery.
Coming to you live from the BDB Production Studios, it's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze. And now, here's Corey.
Well, what is happening right now? This is Mama Crump. You know, Mike Douglas, you know, I used to remember Mike Douglas. Mike Douglas, he used to make me moist, you know.
I don't know why Mike ever did that.
I say March 28, 2015, live from Studio G. This is Mama Clump.
I can't do that whole time.
Shouldn't it be Studio K now?
Listener Gail is going to kill four of us. She might be outside. She might very well be outside. March 28, 2015, live from Studio G, wondering if my phone was broken until I realized I just don't have friends that call me. It's Arizona's funniest internet radio show and podcast, heard on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, and on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is where you can find us socially. Like and follow. Get your 2 cents in, America. Interact with the show by calling our listener line, 623-349-1652. Long distance rates may apply. Lines are open 24/7 or email us at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. Your comments and letters may make it on the air. Today's show sponsor is audible.com. Sign up for your 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/fatguy. FGRS. That's audibletrial.com/FGRS. And for being so gracious and trying out the service, Audible will give you a free audiobook of your choice from their library of over 150,000 titles. A title that's a great starter for the first-time Audible subscriber, Quiet, The Power of Introverts in a World That Can't Stop Talking by Susan Cain, narrated by Kathy Mazur. Audiobooks allow you to enjoy books in a whole new way. Be more productive by listening anytime, anywhere. Take advantage of this amazing offer now at audibletrial.com/FGRS or click the banner or click the Audible banner on our website, audible.com. Proud to power Fat Guy Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Show. That was very sweet to have listener K at the top of the show. That was a lot of fun.
That was.
I didn't expect it to go that well.
I'm done with the show right now.
Nothing's gonna be funnier.
Like, no. I'm good.
Nothing's gonna be better than that.
But we have to go on because we have to give her a show.
We have to. Now we gotta bring it.
We gotta bring it like we never brought it before. That means Lip, instead of your normal 3 words, you gotta go up to 5 words.
Five golden words.
Four dumb guys,
three broke fingers, two books of beer, and five words today.
I like how it went. 5, 4, 3, 2, 5.
We can do it how we want to do it because we had listener K on this show.
Oh, man.
You have a listener K. You can count from 5, 4, 3, 2, 5. Yeah.
Yeah.
That made my day talking to her.
That was amazing.
Talking about making my day, I got to cover this, man. I know I hate getting into world news, but this story is huge and it broke my heart about this German wing flight 9525 crash.
Wait, what?
German Wings Flight 9525. And I mentioned this to DT prior to the microphones going live, and you have no idea what this is.
I have no idea. Like, is that a different type of buffalo wings? Or,
No.
Did it have like a special sauce?
Nah, it's
and why are they crashing?
It's a very sad story. And okay, I'll recap it for
Sounds
Mocha.
Like Corey's phone. It's crashing all the time.
No. Oh, man.
It's Philippians, have you heard? Did you hear about the plane crash?
I know about it. I don't know all the details, though.
Okay. So, DT, basically, there is a German wing company, which is an airline overseas in Germany, based out of Germany. They basically are the TED Airlines to U.S. Airways. Okay, so, like, U.S. Airways here in the States is a huge airline company. But TED is like a subsidiary subsidiary flyer of a larger company.
Okay.
So German Wings is a subsidiary flyer to a larger company.
So like a little brother program.
Yeah, it's like it's basically like the
like hey you it's kind of like Esurance with Allstate.
Basically.
Because you have Esurance, but they're under. Allstate.
They're under Allstate. That's exactly what German Wings is. And what basically happened, there was 150 people on a plane, and there was a pilot and a co-pilot on the plane. The pilot, right after they reached a cruising altitude of 35,000 feet, the pilot went to take a whiz, and the co-pilot locked the pilot out of the
cockpit
and basically put the plane into a nosedive, fell 8,000 square feet, and slammed it at full speed into the side of the French Alps in a very remote area.
Wow.
All 150 people on the plane instantly dead.
That's horrible.
Wow.
Now, when you hear this story, and I know I'm repeating it because a lot of people have, this has been, you know, going on. I think this happened Tuesday. They really milked it in the media. But there's some very interesting things that are happening that I wanted to bring up and why I wanted to bring it up on the top of the show. This sucks. And the reason why this story sucks, Mocha, is because it wasn't anything to do with terrorism. Had no relation to terrorism. Wow. No earthly relation to terrorism. The guy crashing the plane had no connection to them. He didn't even have a religious affiliation. This is a story of a man gone rogue.
A man who just hated his job.
Didn't even hate his job. He was highly acclaimed. He was highly trained.
Wow.
He was known as a pillar of the community. He was always seen to have a smile on his face. Nothing was bad. And the co-pilot that crashed the plane, name was Andreas Lubitz. When they retrieved the black box recorder from the cockpit, his breathing didn't even change. He was that calm moments before killing all 150 people on that plane.
That's insane.
The pilot was outside the cockpit door, banging on the door, screaming, "Let me in." He never even responded to him. He locked him out. To put the plane, and this is what the media has said, to put the plane in the descent that it went in to hit the mountain, it had to be manually done. To lock the pilot out of the cockpit, to override the emergency pin code to get back into the cockpit, had to be manually controlled. So this co-pilot 100% contemplated taking this plane down. Wasn't fueled by religion, wasn't fueled by war, wasn't fueled by discontentment for a country, nothing. The guy's life on paper was squeaky clean. Didn't even have much to do with even a parking ticket, this Andreas Lubitz. This is why this story broke my heart, because it's just one guy. And they're trying to figure it out. Their details are coming out every day. it's a German Wings is a second tier airline, is basically what I was trying to say.
Okay.
But with the German Wings being a second tier, in America, there's a new policy after 9/11. There can never be just one person in the cockpit. There has to be two people at all times.
Yeah.
So if the pilot comes out to take an old whizzy poo, a stewardess or an air marshal goes into the cockpit. Cockpit. There's a cockfight. There's never one person in the cockfight at one time. It's always two people. And that's our, that is a
industry.
Well, yeah, it's a failsafe, but it's also an industry standard that was passed after 9/11.
Okay.
Speaking of that, England's airlines, they do it. Everybody else, China does it. All the other countries, it's not just an American thing. It's an industry thing, an industry regulation. But what people are thinking is that because German Wings was a second tier airline, they may have skirted that policy.
Oh, okay.
And this is a result of that because there was no there's nothing to say, hey, if the once the cruising altitude is reached and the pilot goes to the bathroom, they don't follow that regulation. There is no regulation for German Wings to say there has to be two people in the cockpit at all times. They have since, I believe I read this yesterday, Friday, and this is, we're recording this show on Saturday the 28th. So if you hear this after that, I'm sure the story has probably changed because details are coming about this guy every minute damn near. But they've now changed that. The 150 people, there were two Americans. There were a foreign celebrity, a singer, kids, all on that plane, gone. Gone. And what's so disturbing about this is we don't have, we, number one, we're worried about the guy that's got the diaper wrapped around his head sitting in seat 4B. But damn it, we can't even trust the guys that we're supposed to trust, the pilots. You know, they have a couple of pops or something. This dude had nothing wrong with him. His record was squeaky clean. He passed all the trainings. He passed all the regulations. He had all the certifications. And he was a new pilot, less than 700 flying hours under his belt. He was a new guy.
Wow.
Had no reason to be upset. Done. But damn it, now the pilots are freaking out, is what I was saying. You know, the pilots at this point. But I noticed one thing about this entire story. The details of this man's life is slowly being revealed. And I think that has, not that I think, that has a lot to do with the fact that this is a foreign story. Not because we're so far away, it's because that's the way the French Alps, where the plane crashed, was in France territory,
opposed but, to the Tibetan Alps.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm sorry. Well, yeah. Clearly, but the foreign media. If this was an American story, this is what I thought. If this was an American story, CNN would have had that dude's grandmother's third removed cousin's next door neighbor's first grade teacher on CNN within 5 hours after he crashed a plane. We would have been talking to people that hadn't seen him in 20 years. We would have been speculating over speculation over speculation, but the foreign media over there is releasing you details and they are accurate and they are precise.
Yeah.
That is a huge difference because U.S. media can't spin this story like they want to. They can't do 24 hours on this story because they're saying the same thing over and over and over. They can't do it. So now that I thought about that, I'm like, that is a huge difference to what how the U.S. media handles stories versus how these foreign medias handle stories. And I know we're up on a break, but this, and I'll wrap this up, and I don't mean to bring everybody down, this story sucks, and I know you guys can't add much to it because you weren't aware of the story, but this is something that we need to really focus on. Yes, I understand we need to regulate pilots, and we need to regulate our airlines and stuff like that, and I hate the fact that we are always behind a tragedy instead of being proactive, but there's something bigger than changing the laws of air travel and changing the regulations for pilots. The big story here, folks, is we're missing mental health care. This guy, as they dug more, found out that he had an excuse to be off work that day due to a mental breakdown. So he went to work mentally disabled. His mental state was not there. That's why his breathing never changed before he killed 150 people, before he slammed a 350 Airbus into the side of a mountain. We've got to put more emphasis on mental health in this country and around the world. We always want to be proactive, or we always want to be reactive. The way to be proactive is that we've got to get a handle on mental health. In America, we don't think mental health is a big thing. We overlook it. You're just having a bad day. You're just having a bad thought. Mental stability is a health issue, and clearly we skirt it in this country and around the world, and we've got to refocus that. We've got to stop worrying about so much about Medicare. We got to stop worrying about so much about all of these insurance stupid lobbyists in our government. We've got to start finding the problem at the root. My grandmother has always said, if you want to change your health, start with your mind. If you can get your mind right, is what she would say. And this tragic story, my heart goes out to these families. This tragic story boils down to mental health. And it's a tragedy that if we would have just paid a little more attention to somebody. Philippians put something up on his Facebook page at one point that said something to that nature, where it's like, you know, I just want someone to just listen. That guy was smiles and everything, but somebody really needed to invest a little bit more in that person, and they probably would have been able, you know, I know it's unfair to say, they probably would have been able to maybe skirt this tragedy from happening before it actually happened. It's the mental health in this country that, and then around the world, folks, that we have to really start to pay attention to. But that's my take on it. I won't speak anymore on it. It's a sad story. It's horrible. But when we get back on the other side of this break, I want the world to stop folding waffles. And they did. But now they're folding biscuits. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. You're listening to the Fat Guy Radio Show. Sunshine. It's good as it gets. No, that ain't where it is. It's a 2 a.m. when she's reaching over. Baby t-shirt and off the shore. Hi there, this is Corey, and I'm here to let you know we need your help. We want to know more about you. So I'm asking you to complete our 2015 Network Listener Survey. This survey helps our parent company, BDB Radio Network, know what you are looking for. And it helps us find sponsors that will appeal to the gracious people like you listening to this show. So take a few minutes to go over to fatguyradioshow.com/survey to let your voice be heard. We roll out this survey every few years so we can engage how we are doing and how we can entertain you better. All responses are strictly confidential, and BDB Radio Network promises to never sell your information. Take the survey today at fatguyradioshow.com/survey. That's fatguyradioshow.com/survey. We appreciate your help as we work to grow this free show and all the free shows on the BDB Radio Network. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/survey today. All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This time of year, it's the perfect time to head out to Las Vegas. If you're heading out to Vegas or planning on it, if you want to be in the know, you want to go to Vegas.com through the Vegas.com banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com or directly at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. Head out to Vegas for spring break. Is that over? Spring break all done now?
Kind of.
Okay, there's a little left.
In Arizona.
There's a little left in Arizona, but it's beautiful in Vegas right now. March Madness is still going on. NASCAR, anything you want to do, get out to Vegas at Vegas.com. Vegas.com is the way to do it. There are everybody in Vegas or their residents that are out there. They hang out there. They party there. They work there. They are connected to the people who set the deals. The moment prices drop, Vegas.com will drop the prices on their website as well.
well, and they'll do it in real time. Vegas.com will save you money on all the hot headliner shows, tours, attractions, VIP services, top clubs. You'll get the lowest price on your hotel. And here's something special. If your hotel rate drops after you book your hotel through Vegas.com, Vegas.com will tell you and allow you to rebook the hotel at the lower rate, and they will refund the difference.
What?
They will refund the difference. Vegas.com and FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. I'm Vegasin', baby.
I like that.
I know, right?
I'm Vegasin', baby.
Oh, my gosh. Dude. All right. Well, I'm glad I got that out of my way. I had to get that out. That story broke my heart. It was horrible. We've talked about it, Mocha. The waffle taco.
Yes, that is like the worst thing ever. Horrible.
The waffle taco.
I don't like squares in my tacos.
The waffle taco. Did you ever try the waffle taco? I know you and Taco Bell don't get along, but have you ever tried it?
No. You know why?
Why?
Because what is the meat in a waffle taco?
I don't know. Nobody knows. That's not really meat.
It's sausage. And what is most sausage made out of in fast food industry?
Beef. Pork. Beef and toenails.
No, they don't use beef. And pork is way cheaper than beef.
No, so let me guess.
Oh, okay.
Beef, chicken, horse hooves, and moose knuckles.
Ooh, that's nasty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
If moose knuckles are in Taco Bell meat,
that's what probably makes me throw up every time.
That's probably why. Because you shouldn't be eating those moose knuckles.
Sorry, guys. That's Taco Bell.
I tried the waffle taco when it first came out. And I said it then, and I'll say it again. Stop folding waffles. Waffles are meant to be flat with crevices in them that are supposed to gently hug my butter and my warm maple syrup. Mm. That's all it's supposed to do. You're not supposed to take a waffle and fold it in half and put a nasty beef, horse moose knuckle patty in between it with a little sprinkle of what you classify as an egg and then with some cheese that's all on one side. That's what the waffle taco was. Oh, and by the way, before you put the meat and the cheese and the egg in it, you got to take the waffle taco and dip it in 14-day-old grease, put it into a cardboard container, and then sell it to me for $1.99.
Wait, the waffle taco's greasy?
The waffle taco was greasy as hell. When I was done eating the waffle taco, D-Tay, I didn't have to put chapstick on for 3 weeks.
Wow.
That's how much grease. I would try to kiss somebody, and I'd just slide right off their face. Just...
Thanks for reading the show, Nose Lip. Thank you.
So
go,
now,
come on, join the show, man.
But don't worry about it, yep, because Taco Bell heard my plea.
Okay.
They heard my cry.
Oh, nice.
And now they're folding biscuits.
Wow.
It's the biscuit taco. Mm.
The biscuit taco.
It's literally the biscuit taco, man. And the story is up on afterthelevels.com. Taco Bell introduces the biscuit taco.
The heck is a biscuit taco?
Slide over here. It's the chicken biscuit taco. Slide over. That's the chicken biscuit taco. Basically, it's a chicken patty folded in.
I'm officially done.
Folded in a biscuit. This is so true. Folded in a biscuit, man, with jalapeno honey, Philippians.
Wow.
Isn't that what they used to call you in high school, jalapeno honey?
Nope.
Hey, yo, jalapeno honey, come over here.
Yes.
With the avocados from Mexico.
What I like about this is that they are, it's 20 seconds late, but oh well.
Avocados from Mexico.
What they're doing this now is they're calling it the Breakfast Wars.
The Breakfast Wars.
The Breakfast Wars. Because I guess everybody's trying to one up their, like, McDonald's now has, you get the Egg McMuffin without the yolk.
Oh, yeah, egg whites.
Yeah.
They've had that for, like, but almost a year.
But they're making a big dish, making a big deal about it now. But there's one sleeper in this breakfast game.
Okay.
There's one sleeper, DT.
Let me know.
Del Taco's breakfast.
Oh, yeah?
Del Taco's breakfast. They got a monster breakfast burrito that nobody knows about.
Well, there's another sleeper that I'm pretty sure no one knows about.
Oh, breaking is whatever it feels like breaking.
There's two. I haven't decided which one I like best, but. All
right, give us your first one. Long Timpani.
Whataburger's chicken biscuit.
I see, I'm not a fan of chicken for breakfast.
Well, if you ever like need, like if you ever drank and got a hangover.
Often. When I'm drinking alone.
I'm telling you, that chicken biscuit, they smother it in honey. There's honey on top of it. I'm not a big fan. I don't like honey. I don't like honey.
That's true.
But I eat that biscuit. The honey with the chicken marinated with the in the biscuit, like it just like marries so well together that I just
Really?
And now, they also have some pretty good biscuits and gravy. But you got to ask for the non-sausage gravy.
And see, I'm not a fan of biscuits and gravy either.
You're just not a fan of biscuits.
How did I get so fat then?
I don't know.
I love biscuits.
Where do you get your carbs from? Because it's obviously not biscuits.
I get my carbs from Honda. What? I don't understand.
Not cars. Carbs.
Oh, I thought you said. I thought he said cars. Intern, the intern. Wake your ass up. I don't know what a Honda.
What?
She coming around in a Honda.
She coming around in a Honda.
Honda.
She's
coming up on my own Honda.
I should have wore black shoes.
I said her name was Sharonda.
I said she's coming around in a Honda.
Sharonda in a Honda. She'll come around with the black shoes.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
Oh, she'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
She'll be coming around the mountain.
She'll be coming around the mountain.
She'll be coming around the mountain
when she comes. On you because you ain't doing nothing. You ain't doing nothing.
My computer needs to be reset, so I'm gonna let this play for a minute.
Oh man.
She's coming around the mountain though.
Yeah. She come around.
Coming around.
Coming around.
Coming around.
She come around.
Honda.
Mountain.
Honda.
Mountain.
Honda.
Sharonda.
Honda.
Oh yeah.
She's got. You know, I dated a girl named Sharonda one time. She didn't drive no Honda though. You know what I'm saying?
She drove a Geo Metro, didn't she?
No, she drove a Pinto, and then she also drove me crazy.
Crazy.
You gonna pass the hell out, boy.
Oh, man.
Good.
I didn't think I had that in me.
I don't think we've gone this deep into this bed. I didn't realize they really have a church. Oh, they're breaking it down now. We've never gone this far into the bed. Oh, coming back.
Around the mountain.
Oh.
Come around. Mountain.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
When I say mount.
This is what.
You say ten.
We do.
Mount.
When my computer's got a boot.
I didn't even do that.
It just stopped on its own.
Well, I was trying to get the little call and response. Like, when I say mount, you say ten.
Mountain.
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 Mountain. Well, my computer is still booting back.
Betty Boo like a big pin.
Yeah, absolutely. And I apologize for that, but my computer is a piece of crap. So while we're
like
waiting.
Your phone.
Yeah,
they should marry each other and have a
kid. Dude. My phone.
Man.
Did I my freaking phone.
Rest in peace, Corey's phone.
Oh, my gosh, my phone. There's only one thing that makes me.
Is it Listener Gail's grave?
I think Listener Gail has impregnated my phone.
With death babies.
Yeah. Lady K just tweeted me that says she was nervous while she was on the show. You know, I'm nervous while I'm on the show, too, Lady K.
Oh, me, too. I always fear that Papa Bear is going to get mad at me. While I'm on the show, because I'm not
Yeah, because
enough.
I'm a tyrant.
Yes.
You guys don't see him.
I'm a king. I'm Henry VIII.
He's
the
King
tyrant.
He's like, oh, why isn't that camera set correctly? He's like Lou Ferrigno. He turns into Hulk. That's not fat. It's muscle.
This is pure muscle. I wish
that's
it was pure
muscle.
I am not a tyrant.
He's the thing from
I
Fantastic
am a perfectionist.
Four. Tyrant. That's perfectionist is the Corey way of saying tyrant.
We just did 4 minutes of Holy Ghost shtick because my computer is all messed
exactly.
up.
Exactly. And in your mind right now, you're going crazy. You're like,
I am absolutely.
Oh, man. Like, we're padding this show because my computer wanted to take a crap on me.
It's not like we need it to do what we do, but it's something that we need to do what we do. So I'm just going to have to get all the stuff that I can do out of the way while my computer is rebooting itself. And the number one thing is it's twice in one show. DT, you looking fine as hell today, boy!
My mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's now go to the Philippius ear microphone.
Look at that booty, show me the booty, give me the booty, I want the booty, back up the booty, I need the booty, I like the booty, oh what a booty, shaking that booty, I saw the booty, I want the booty, Lord what a booty, bring on the booty, give up the booty, loving the booty, round booty.
We now go live to Fat Guy Radio Show's news station with Corey Blaines. Breaking news whenever it feels like breaking. We go now live. Take it away, fat boy.
My computer is a piece of crap. Thank you. I'm getting the death spin right now.
You asked me something very interesting today.
Yeah, hold on a minute. All right, I think something's happening right now. Yeah, I don't know what's happening. All right, what?
You asked me something very interesting today.
Yeah, we're up on a break. What?
Oh.
No. What did I ask you? Is that segue into something else?
Yeah, it was segue into something else.
Okay, so let's take a quick break right here. And then when we get back, while we're on break, I'm going to take this computer outside and bust his head open to the white meat. I swear for the Lord, it don't make no sense coming around here looking like all this mess on this computer. It's supposed to be an Apple computer. Top of the line. Top of the notch.
But how old is that thing?
The thing!
Yeah,
this
back
right
in
here.
Like 1992.
Fine as hell, boy. All right, we'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back to the Fat Guy Radio Show. The
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Wow. I'm bringing up my break read here because my computer is a piece of crap, so I'm on my phone. And this is what we do, ladies and gentlemen. When we mess up, we keep going because we're professionals.
Yeah, at least one of us.
Yes. All right. For years, my parents have told me not to play with fire and don't throw sticks, or don't play with my stick and stop throwing fire. Either way, what I didn't realize is I was doing it all wrong until Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon showed me that when the fire and stick came together, it would revolutionize the way I watch TV. Yes, folks, change back on two 20s, you can get the new Amazon Fire Stick. The Fire TV Stick connects to your TV's HDMI port right on the back. It is that easy. Right on the back for all of your TV episodes, watching movies from Netflix, Amazon, Instant Video, HBO Go, and Hulu Plus. Plus, games, music, and more. The Fire Stick combines all your favorite subscriptions or streaming services in one device. Or kick it up a notch and grab yourself the Amazon Fire TV, ladies and gentlemen. And fling your favorite apps to your TV to free up those small screens on your other devices. Or mirror your phone or tablet to your TV and show off all those beautiful photos of your 9-year-old and 4-year-old kids. That's how old Kathy's kids were?
Yep, 9 and 4.
Movies of your kids and more. Perfect for business presentations as well on the go. Amazon has all this and more, but to get it, you've got to shop through the Shop Amazon tab on our website or directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon.
Amazon. I'm shopping, baby.
Now, what were you going to ask me, DT? You said I mentioned something to you last week, and I
no, can't. Today, you're like, oh, hey. Because I came in, I was like, oh, if it has nothing to do with my kids or sports,
yeah,
I don't know about it. We were talking about the German wings, and you're like, oh, speaking of sports.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by, oh yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I remember what it was. I need to fill out my bracket.
Oh.
What?
Oh, wait.
Am I too late?
You want to fill out your bracket now?
Yeah, I want to fill out my bracket. I want you to name off the teams, and I'm going to tell you who's going to win according to how it feels. Kind of like when when the Super Bowl, the octopus swims to one helmet or the other. I'm the NCAA octopus.
Okay. Well, right now, who's going to win, Wisconsin or Arizona?
Wisconsin, because I like cheese.
Well, guess what? They're actually winning right now, 62-53.
I'm telling you, my bracket's going to be perfect.
All right.
So I picked Wisconsin. Philippians, are you in? Did you do a bracket?
Yeah, I did one.
Did you win?
Nope.
Sucks for you. I'm going to win.
I'm going to win because I'm just going to pick the last eight teams.
But there's not eight teams. There's like 52.
Yeah, but the thing is,
what?
All those rounds have already gone. Okay.
So they've been playing? I thought the NCAA starts today.
No, today's the first game, the first games of the Elite Eight. You start off with a round of 64.
Okay.
Then you go to a round of 32.
Uh-huh.
Then you go to the Sweet 16.
Oh.
Then you go to the Elite Eight.
Okay.
Then you go to the Final Four.
Okay.
And then you end with the championship.
Philippians, where did you win in the 16?
Nothing.
All right, thank you, Philippians.
All right.
The so who won in the eight, who won in the 16?
In the Sweet 16?
Yeah. Is there one team that won that?
No, there's eight teams that win because there's 16 teams that play.
Well, why do they call it 16?
Because there's 16 teams that play.
All right, well, I want to pick my winners then.
All right, I'll name you some names.
All right, hold on. I'm gonna get some college basketball music here because Philippians doesn't care.
I don't.
Thank you, Philippians. Let's see. What's the college basketball
bum 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 bum.
I know that song. The show is done.
There it is. Oh, that is the real one.
That's the real one.
Okay,
we're professional. Okay.
Right.
Sweet 16. Corey picks his Sweet 16, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Who's playing? And I want to pick the ones that are playing.
Okay. Well, then we're gonna go to the Elite Eight. The Sweet 16s are over.
Oh,
it's
I missed
Elite
it.
Eight. Yep.
What happened to the first 32?
Well, it's the first 64. They've already played, and 32 teams moved on.
So it's like one and done.
One and done. That's exactly how it is. It's tournament style.
I wonder why these kids be pissed off and want to get paid. I'd be pissed off too if I can only play once and then I don't win and then I got to go home. What do you do after you lose?
You go home and get ready for next season.
So you can lose again?
This is the end of the college season.
Oh, wait. I was listening to Full Court Press Radio on fullcourtpressradio.com, and I learned a new word.
What?
Gonzaga.
Oh, yes, and they are actually in the Elite Eight.
I'm going to pick Gonzaga, Philippians. What about you?
Oh, you're picking Gonzaga over Duke?
I don't know what that means. Philippians, what about you?
I'll take Duke.
Thank you very much, because you are Duke.
Dookie.
Your face
is a Duke.
Your face is a Dookie.
The Duke of Earl.
Yeah. You woke up
and
the intern.
And by Earl, I mean the Duke of Hurl.
All right. I am I am ready. Name off the teams. Duke. I'm going to pick them right here on Fagger Radio Show.
So you already picked Wisconsin over Arizona.
Oh, wait, who is Wisconsin playing?
Arizona.
I'm going to pick Wisconsin, and the reason why I pick Wisconsin is because Arizona's too hot, and I like cheese.
All right. Now, Duke versus Gonzaga.
Duke versus Gonzaga. I don't know what a Duke is, but I'm going to pick Gonzaga because I just learned how to say Gonzaga.
All right. And the Dukes are the Blue Devils. Do you want to pick a devil?
I do kind of like devils.
Well, Duke is the Blue Devils. All right.
But I don't know how to say Duke. I know how to say Gonzaga, even though I just said Duke.
Exactly.
Well, hey, Lip. Welcome to the show.
Our next matchup. Louisville or Michigan State?
Wait, hold on. What was the options again?
You can pick Louisville or Michigan State.
Louisville or Michigan State. Now, I'm going to pick Louisville. I'm going to tell you why I'm going to pick Louisville. Because every person that I have ever met from Michigan is an a-hole.
Okay.
I don't like people from Michigan don't like me.
Hmm.
Are you from Michigan?
I'm not.
Are you from Michigan, Philippians?
Yes.
No, you're not. You're from Mexico. Wrong no. M. Say,
they start with the M.
Wrong M lip.
Michigan.
I'm going to go with Louisville because I like Louis Anderson, and his cartoon was funny, even though it was on for three
Life
seasons.
About Louis?
Life of Louis. I'm going to pick them.
I love that show.
And Philippians, are you writing? Who's writing these teams down?
You are.
Okay.
All right.
And I don't like Michigan because nobody from Michigan likes me.
Okay. All right. Last one.
That's it? It's over? Well,
because you have four, you pick four teams.
Oh, okay.
Because there's eight teams playing.
Okay, so I
pick. So one team's going to lose.
Okay.
So you pick Wisconsin, right?
I pick Wisconsin because of the cheese.
Then you pick Gonzaga.
Gonzaga because I can say it.
And then Louisville because Michigan hates you.
Louisville because no one from Michigan likes me.
All right. Now, Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Or West Virginia.
Kentucky or West Virginia.
Hodge Country.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm lying. that game was in Sweet 16. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Kentucky or Notre Dame?
Kentucky or Notre Dame? Now, I'm not going to pick Notre Dame because I don't like to say Notre Dame, and I didn't get the role in the Notre Dame play when I was in high school.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah, the Hunchback of the horseradish of Knott's Landing.
Knott's Landing.
The Knott's Landing horseradish. I didn't get the role in that. So, Philippians, who should I pick?
The other team.
Very good, Lip. he's batting 1,000 today, isn't he?
Right.
I'm going to go with Louisville.
That's not an option.
Oh, wait. Give me the options again. I'm good at this. I'm going to get this. I promise.
Notre Dame. Or Kentucky.
I'm going to go with Kentucky because I like their chicken.
All right. Now, that's the final four. Your final four is going to be Kentucky versus Wisconsin.
Kentucky versus Wisconsin?
Yep. Those are the two people you pick.
Oh, cheese and chicken.
Cheese and chicken. And then you got
you're
going to have Louisville versus Gonzaga.
Ooh.
So now you have to pick who's going to win out of those two games. So out of Wisconsin, cheese and chicken, Kentucky and Wisconsin, who's going to win?
Cheese and chicken. Man, that's a hard decision to make. Philippians, what would you pick, cheese or chicken?
I like chicken.
You like chicken?
Cheese gets constipated.
Well, you know, fat guys like to poo.
Yeah, they do.
So I'm going to go with chicken.
All right. So
you out of cheese and chicken.
You pick Kentucky.
I'm drawing a bracket over here. It looks like a bracket, Philippians. You should see it.
It does.
See, look how great that is.
Uh-huh. Very nice.
Thank you, Lip.
All right.
Okay, so out of cheese and chicken.
You pick Kentucky.
I pick
Kentucky's chicken.
Chicken.
All right. Now, out of Gonzaga and Louisville, who do you think is going to win?
Well, I like the cartoon Life of Louis.
Okay.
I really do. But I like saying Gonzaga. Don't you?
I call him Zags.
Zag?
Yeah, Zaga.
Oh, see, you're ruining Zaga. It for me. I'm losing wood over here. Gonzaga.
That sounds like Cabin Fever.
Cabin Fever. Gonzaga. Gonzaga. Say it, Lip.
Gonzaga.
Worth the drive in, wasn't it?
I can read it in the show right now. All right.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we don't care who wins. All right, bye.
It's I'm gonna go with Gonzaga because Gonzaga, I can say it, and everyone else says it.
All right.
So I'm sorry, Life of Louis, but I have to go with Gonzaga. Gonzaga. And that's how you have to say it on your show on Tuesday.
Okay.
When you guys talk about it, because I'm sure you're probably going to do 15 hours of nothing but NCAA.
Well, it's tournament time.
I don't know what that means.
That means the bracket, everything in the tournament. And funny story about that.
I have a bracket. It's right here.
Funny story about tournament time is the whole thing about tournament time is like when you win and everything, you cut down the net. And it's tournament time.
Yeah, who keeps buying nets?
I do. And Thursday I was out work and the rims at my job have no nets. So the kids, they'll make them, but it looks like the air ball. And it's like you have to like really look at it to see if you made it or not. If you're far away, it looks like you made it, and the kids would be like, "You airballed," and you'd be like, "Nope, I was wet. That happened to me." And after I stabbed this kid in the face.
You should have. Kids need to be stabbed
when
in the
face.
When
I say stabbed him, I mean like I shot it and it was a dagger. Like it was.
Oh, I thought you literally had stabbed a kid like, in the face.
You would have thought it was like Moses parting the Red Sea the way it rained after Ramsey came into the ocean. Like it was just wet. But he called it airball. He called it airball on me.
Airball.
And I was like, I made that. But they don't like when I succeed. So they were like, "No, Coach Daniel, you airballed." So I was like, "All right, cool." So the next day I went out and bought nets and I put the nets up during tournament time, and I was mad because I'm like, "Wait, it's tournament time. I should be cutting down nets, not putting up nets."
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Not to overshadow your story. I'm sure it was riveting. I wasn't listening. I want to play basketball with you.
We could. You could do that.
I want to go out and play a game.
Can I record this?
Philippians is looking at me like, "You are going to die.
You better do it like at either 4 a.m. when it's still kind of cool outside. You know, it's just kind of warm."
Yeah, before Mother Nature punches us in our face like at 9 a.m. Like
we have a window from 12 to 4 in the morning. That's the window we have to play in. That's the only time it's cold.
I'm barely going to sleep at 12, so I'm good.
All right, let's go.
I want to play a game with you on a court.
Okay.
A Phoenix Municipal Court room that, I want to play a basketball game with you.
I got you. We can.
I am no good at it whatsoever. And yes, Flip, is you can tape it. There, I can just tell you what it's going to look like. It's going to be a whole lot of beautiful detail running around and a lot of me crying out for water and oxygen. That's exactly what's good. But can we go play a game of me one-on-one? Now, here's the thing. Because you know I'm a tyrant, you have to let me win, even if I win by 2 points.
Oh, man, that's going to be hard. That means I got to shoot bricks on purpose.
That's not my problem. Okay. I just have to win because I'm used to winning.
Okay, we can do that. Speaking of winning, now that you picked your last two teams.
Yes, Gonzaga and,
Gonzaga.
And Chicken. Oh, it's Gonzaga Chicken coming to soon. Coming soon to the menu at KFC.
So who do you think is
going to
win?
Hungry.
Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
Or Chicken.
Now what?
Who's gonna win? Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
We're never gonna get through this bracket.
This is such a stupid show. And Lady K is just rolling on the side of her room in a puddle of gin.
What?
Gin, huh?
The show has spun out of control since my computer crashed. Have you noticed that? Okay, between Chicken and that other team.
That other team cannot be named.
I did not say Gonzaga.
I'm done.
We're so stupid. Over. 79 countries we're talking to right now, and I'm in here doing Gonzaga.
Why are we so dumb?
I don't know.
Because we're men.
We're men.
Manly men.
Woo-hoo.
Hey, he actually got into it.
Yeah.
He got into it.
Yeah.
It's like the first time he ever read the show notes.
That wasn't even on the show notes.
I know. Impromptu.
Okay, so between Chicken and I'm going to pick. Man, see, this is where my color is coming out in me. I really want to pick Chicken.
You want to pick Chicken?
Because, you know.
You have Chicken.
I said something in my head that needed to be edited. I'm so glad I said it in my head. Brothers love chicken, huh?
Yeah.
Brothers love chicken.
Yeah, yeah. These Negroes.
I'm not a brother, but I love chicken, too.
No, you don't, Lip.
Man, you what you talking about?
I checked yesterday. Hey. You don't love chicken.
No, he likes chicken. Hmm. But his chicken has to be like chopped up, shredded, and put into a taco.
Oh, or wrapped in a bed of masa and steamed for 4 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Enchilada style.
Oh, I love chicken tamales. I'm going to pick Gonzaga.
Gonzaga. So that's who you have winning it all.
What?
No, that's your team.
That's it?
Yep, that's all you got to do.
This was stupid. What was the
point? Right now, Wisconsin's beating Arizona 72.
I thought Arizona fired their coach, so who's playing?
No, ASU fired their coach.
ASU? I'm sorry. Isn't ASU Arizona? Duh.
No, it's Arizona State. It's Arizona State. U of A is Arizona, the University of Arizona.
I keep locking eyes with Philippius, and he has absolutely nothing to offer today.
Nope, sure don't. Sorry.
What happened? Did I yell at him?
Yep, sure did.
Did I yell at him, Mocha?
Mm-hmm.
Is that before why he shut down? Before I didn't yell at you before the show.
Yeah.
You were having computer problems before the show. I had nothing to do with it.
Actually, you did yell at him.
I did?
When he was taking a poop break. You were like, where is that dirty Mexican?
I didn't listen.
Where is my dirty Mexican?
Where is my super suit?
I need it.
I need my super suit.
It's for the show.
But where is my super suit? What?
Where is my...
Why do you need it? Because I need my super suit. Why? Because I don't know what to wear in my super suit.
But we are going to dinner with my mother.
I need a soup or suit.
Why do you need this soup or suit?
Because I am hungry and I want to look nice while I'm eating my soup in my suit.
Okay, why do I want you naked while you're eating that soup?
Well, your mom didn't have a problem with me eating naked in my super suit.
Well, my mom is a geriatric girl.
All right, well, you pulled that one up. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I need my soup or suit.
Where is my suit of soup?
This is so stupid. What is wrong with us? Oh, man, I totally forgot to mention that there was a happy matrimony between Heinz ketchup and Kraft macaroni and cheese.
What?
Yeah, story up on After the Levels, Kraft and Heinz merged together.
Nice.
Talking about waiting for things to change, things are changing. Kraft and ketchup.
Yeah.
One love. And who hasn't put ketchup on their macaroni and cheese? You never done that?
I never done that.
Is that good?
I might be alone on that one.
You're in the closet on that one.
Who's ever put hot sauce on their cereal?
Not me.
Not me. You're alone on that
one. I might be on that alone on that one.
Yeah, Philippians, what are you alone on?
Avocados from Mexico.
Very good. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Fat Guy Radio Show. It's hard to be persistent when we're standing at a distance. So we keep
waiting on the world to change. Hi, this is Ryan Scott.
And these are all the crazy voices in his head.
We love sports.
And we can't get enough of them.
We love them so doggone much that we done created ourselves just to talk about sports all the time in our heads.
So come join in the crazy of me and Daniel Taylor on Full Court Press Radio every Tuesday on FullCourtPressRadio.com, part of the BDB Radio Network.
If one more person walks up to me, grabs my Halo 6 G6 off my desk and starts trying to write with it, I'm going to lose my absolute mind. Yes, folks, I am talking about my Halo 6! The G6 model, the one that I have in the emerald green color. My American-made e-liquid of choice is Sub-Zero. The G6 is so slim, like Philippius, people are always mistaking it for a writing pen. It's literally the same size as a standard desk pen. I love my G6, but if you want to kick it up, you want to kick it up a notch with some stronger power, Halo 6 offers you the Triton Tank system. That's the Triton Tank system. It's the Mac Daddy of the e-cig game. Who wrote this? It's the Mac Daddy of the e-cig game.
Mac Daddy.
You get the same choices of American-made e-liquid flavors as the G6. Halo 6 knows what smokers want: flavor, quality, and style. Order your new premium electronic cigarette today at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo6. Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby. Do it for Lady K Mocha and put your back into it.
Halo 6. Vaping, baby.
Good night.
I actually put my back into it.
Yeah, I released a little. All right. Well, I'm really off kilter here because this computer is a piece of crap. Did you ever in high school ever see the home ec course that had the girls taking babies. Like they had to, it was a baby simulation.
It's called child development, and I actually took that class.
Did you? I did too. See, I didn't want to say that because I was going to be like, oh yeah, Corey just wanted to run around and play with dolls.
Yeah, I took the baby home. I wore the empathy belly and I had to walk up the stairs pregnant.
Okay, so when you got the baby, mm-hmm. the actual baby, what was it? Was it an actual baby doll? What did you get?
I got an actual baby doll. It had a wrist thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and what you do is, like, when it cries, you pick it up correctly, and then you lift up his shirt, and then you put your wrist on the back, and it'll let you, it'll beep once, and it'll tell you, like, if it's hungry or whatnot, and you have to, well, you touch it, and when you touch it, it tells you, oh, yeah, your baby needs something, and then you have to change the diaper, mm-hmm. and then touch it. If it stops crying, then that was the correct thing. If it doesn't, then you got to feed it. And if you feed it and touch it, then you have to burp it after it because it's going to start crying again. And then touch it again. And then it kept going.
So you actually had the robot baby.
Yeah.
I thought this was something new. I was listening to This American Life, and they were talking about the robot baby. And I started thinking to myself, when I was in school, one year we got an egg. And the year before that, a bag of flour. But these kids are running around with robot babies that come to the tune of $650 a piece.
Yeah.
And they are very high tech. You're right. You wear the wristband. I had to take care of an egg. And if your egg was cracked, scratched, or dented, or broken, or if you showed up the next day with an omelet, you failed the course.
That was you, huh?
I did. But I still had my egg. I made other eggs with my baby.
Ooh.
My baby had babies. But I was listening to this story, and I was like, man, how high-tech is this school? But DT, you and I aren't that far removed from the years of high school. You had the robot baby.
Yeah.
My school must just been busted.
It was.
We didn't get robot
babies.
You went
to Southside.
Yeah, we did. I did.
Yeah, exactly.
We had one year, because I voluntarily took, one year it was required. The next year I voluntarily took Motherhood Course 101. And the first year we took it, I was nesting. I tried breastfeeding my baby, literally.
Chocolate milk.
I used to sit out in the corridor, boob out, baby puckered.
I can see you in the middle of the quad. Oh. Don't bite.
Oh, it's teething.
And then I was like, it's my right. So I didn't put a shawl over the baby's face or nothing. I'm like, it's my right. And I just breastfed my egg. And then the next year we had the flour.
So you had a white egg and it turned brown.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I had a regular egg, and then I had the Cadbury egg. Oh. It turned chocolate?
Lip doesn't know what a Cadbury egg is.
He doesn't know. Flippies, do you remember this program in the school that you had back in behind the barn in Mexico?
I've heard of it, but I never took the course. I dropped out. That's why screw school.
That's why Flippies drops all his babies.
Yep. Oh.
That's why he can't hold one of his nieces, one of his million nieces. He drops them all.
They fall.
No, they don't fall, Lip. You drop them. You drop the baby. No. But when I heard the story, I was blown away because we had eggs and sacks of flour, and these people had robot babies.
Yeah.
But I also think the program is a little misleading because if you're really good at that program and you get a shiny grade, what makes you say you wouldn't put heel to Jesus and make your own baby? I have been wanting to use that phrase for 3 weeks.
Heel to Jesus.
When you put heels to Jesus. You know what that means? You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You put heels to Jesus.
All in the air.
Put your heels in the air and wave them like you just don't care.
Wow.
Thank you, Lady K, for joining us on the program today. I'm sorry we didn't do a very good job after you got off the phone, but we tried. Oh, man. Heels to Jesus.
Man.
I think. You know what? Should we honor Lady K by giving her the title of the show?
Yeah.
Sure.
No, I like Hills to Jesus better. All right, today's show is brought to you by Audible.com. With over 150,000 titles to choose from, Audible.com surely has something for you. Sign up for a free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/FGRS and receive your free audiobook. Audibletrial.com/FGRS or click the Audible.com banner on our website.
Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. This program cannot be rebroadcast, reproduced, or distributed without the written consent of authorized representative of the BDB Radio Network.
For advertising on the Mighty Fat Guy Radio Show, email info@bdbradionetwork.com.
Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is where you can interact with the show. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. Subscribe free.
Excrete.
Wow.
Excrete.
You guys made me excrete. Subscribe free on iTunes and clap.
And clap.
Yeah, clap because you're happy.
Get the clap.
Clap because you're happy. You guys are horrible. Happy and you know it. Clap your hands.
Catch the live video replay on our exclusive video page.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. After the levels of Bug by Corey Blaze.
Get your 2 cents in, America.
You're an idiot, Liv.
We're corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, Snail Mail, BDB Radio Network, care of Fat Guy Radio Show,
Box, damn it.
Or 1-5-5-6. Why somebody really send it to Box, damn it?
They probably would.
Box, 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. Email fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or get on the air by calling our listener line at 623-349-1652. Once again, that's 623-349-1652. Lines are open now.
Don't forget, people on the internet, Fat Guy Radio Show is going primetime April 16th. Why? Because my Saturday bus card has expired. Who wrote that?
No.
For Philippians and DT, I'm Corey Blake saying skinny people. I'm Corey Blaze. Skinny people, fat people already know they're fat. So stop reminding us. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. See you at the top. Bye-bye.
Wait a minute. Before you go, I got to remind you about all our amazing sponsors at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. Please help support the show. Tell a friend about all of our great sponsors. You can find them at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. You may go now.
Juan, you're running by the door.